This is the technical difficulties we're playing Citation Needed. Joining me today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel.
I've still not put it together in the right order. I'll try for the second show.
Everybody's favourite, Gary Brannan. Gary Brannan.
Get out of my office!
And standing in for Matt Gray, the mouth from the south, Will Seward.
I have indeed eaten Matt.
In front of me, I have an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding. And a prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
And today we are talking about the Stevens Island Wren.
Person in the Lady Navy. This is really tough. The Lady Navy.
The Lady Navy.
Just for those who don't have their British naval history there... The Lady Navy?
That was like a car at the start of a Formula One race, just stalling on the start line.
Dunk.
I can't remember the acronym. I get the E. Is it just Women's Royal Navy? Is that it? There's no E.
Yeah, Women's Royal Naval Service, the Wrens.
Wrens, there we go.
Woof!
Well, that's the 1940s, isn't it? Because there's no such thing now.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It was 1993, apparently, when it all got unified. This has nothing to do with the Stevens Island Wren, but as a cheap joke that started the show, well done.
Well done. Is it a bird? I should have gone with plane first. Yeah.
Is it from Stevens Island?
I mean,
how the frig is he getting points as easy as that this time? He's new. Let him off.
Is there a Wikipedia article about it?
I mean, that is the point of the show.
Genus Troglodytes.
Genus Troglodytes? No.
What?
Not this time. I am offended. I haven't looked this up.
Common wrens, Troglodytes. So I thought if it was a wren, it'd probably be Troglodytes somatelsius.
All right, what we have here is Chris Joel, ornithologist. When I say ornith, you say ologist. Ornith.
Ornith.
No.
First time that's ever been used right, though. Because usually I haven't got a f***ing clue.
Well, in this case, unfortunately, you are wrong. The Eurasian wren is Troglodytes. This is the Stevens Island wren, Traversia liali.
Does it go through French alleyways?
Les alleys. Well, you have slotted into Matt's seat just perfectly.
Oh, when I ate him, I stole his powers. That's how it works.
You actually had a buzz cut, didn't you, before you ate him?
Yeah.
Man was clean shaven and 5'1".
The Stevens Island Wren, gentlemen, a long time ago.
So far, we've established it's a bird on Stevens Island.
Yes,
it's a wren, basically.
Well, its last refuge was Stevens Island.
Was it on the run for a horrific crime it had committed? Was this its last stand?
No, it had three other friends, though, and they drove around in a black and red van, and if you needed their help, you'd save sparrows and shit.
Who would Mr. T be?
What sort of bird?
Well, they wouldn't fly, would they? So it'd be off like an ostrich or a penguin.
Oh, yeah. That was good, I like that.
Gary, unbelievably, you have a point.
No.
How?
Because the Stevens Island Wren is flightless, and I'm giving you a point for that.
Has it learned not to fly since being on Stevens Island, it being an island, or did it get there on a raft?
I like the idea of learning not to fly. No, I've flown again! I wish I could forget this bollocks.
Maybe it didn't like it. Maybe it didn't like heights.
Yeah, but that's not forgetting, is it? That's proactively.
Is there a difference, though, like between actively forgetting and unlearning?
Welcome to Epistemology Today.
Today, bird don't fly. You forget, or did he learn it?
It's also known as Lyell's Wren. Why would its last refuge be Stevens Island?
Is it extinct?
Spot okay. On. Was it delicious?
Damn it! that much faster!
Yes, but not... I mean, this is a wren.
Yes, but no!
I mean, it was apparently delicious. There have only ever been 5 species of flightless songbirds found. What's happened to them?
They've all been eaten.
For the Stevens Island Wren in particular, by what?
Was it eaten by pests that were introduced by humans?
Yes, absolutely right. Any particular pest?
Rats. Bring me another plate of wrens. Conserve them that I may consume them for. Because that's what Bill Oddie sounds like.
We're in trouble when the audience have better gags than we are.
As Bill Oddie sits in the ruined wasteland of the island, seeing the last little wren enter his lips, he goes, "I really should have saved these."
Yes. You didn't see nothing.
Not rats.
Cats.
Yes, cats is technically correct. Could we be a bit more specific?
Panthers?
Well, I've just got this thing of just being in like a hotel room in a lonely kind of guest house, and suddenly from inside the cupboard hearing you saying that, and it being the most terrifying thing I can imagine.
Panthers.
A single cat from one ship's crew.
Absolutely right. A lighthouse keeper's cat named Tibbles. Yeah, allegedly a lighthouse keeper's cat named Tibbles, and for a while that was the accepted wisdom. What is more likely?
More than one cat.
Panthers.
Chris is closest. Chris gets the point. Yes, a larger number of feral cats had come to overrun the island. How many living wrens were actually spotted?
None. They're not spotted at all. They've got sort of vertical striations or stripes. Go on, just hit me.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's just you're kind of right.
Yes!
Olive brown plumage with edges of brown. So I will actually give you the stripes there. How often were they seen by humans?
Seconds after the end of the cat's mouth, probably. Or when,
there was loads left in a pile on the doormat.
Yeah. The cat first saying, "I'm friends with you" by leaving dead bodies outside. And when I do it, it's wrong.
Never. They were so small, they were essentially invisible.
I mean, I like it.
What you've got there, mate, are bees.
Bees, birds, and the next part of the talk is where it gets distressing.
Only twice. The lighthouse keeper called it almost nocturnal, running round the rocks like a mouse.
Yeah, well, you would if you'd been chased by a frigging cat.
Yes, that was the problem.
Then the cats ate the lighthouse keepers. Then the cats took over the lighthouse and turned off the light. Many ships were wrecked.
And eaten!
Those crews also were devoured.
I mean, you've got a good ghost story there. It's complete bollocks, but it's you've got a great ghost story there. It was once widespread throughout the area. What area is Stevens Island in? Where are we going to...
The sea!
I mean, technically, I'm going to give you a point for that, but which part of the world? This is 1870s.
New England.
No.
Nova Scotia?
I mean, you've said
new... Can you
new.
Make anything not sound kinky?
You've said new, you've said Nova. New is correct.
Zealand.
Yes, there we go, I have a point. Prehistorically, it was all through New Zealand, then the land was settled. Its bones can be found where?
Cat poo.
Yes. Yes, that's true. I mean, half.
I love
that
you leave me on like a primary school teacher with the thick students. You're right. Are there any other answers in the class?
Deposits left by laughing owls.
Wonderful. Was that an impression or a reaction?
It's the thought of this darkly humoured owl in a tree watching all these birds all these wrens getting in, going, ha ha, losers.
Yeah, what happened to the laughing owl?
Did they get eaten next?
Yes, they did.
Not laughing now, are we?
I was actually going to move on to other extinct birds of New Zealand.
Well, there's the mallard, and there's that really fecking big eagle that's the biggest one that ever lived. How starts with an H. Oh, can't remember.
New Zealand
big
fecking big eagle.
Come on.
Hast's eagle.
Yes!
Listen. The wonders of technology.
That's a terrifying thought that technology might be optimised to how I think. The rest of you are screwed.
Talking about introducing pests.
Hello.
Yeah.
There have been many, many attempts to deal with pests, particularly Australia and New Zealand.
They're not pests, they're legitimate countries. We had words about this before.
Yes, what can you tell me about the rabbit-proof fence?
It wasn't rabbit-proof. Hey! Because they went under it.
Yes, it turns out that building a fence was not a great way to stop rabbits.
Did they get in the hats of magicians?
Yes!
tries to pull out flags of all nations, it's just loads of rabbits tied together.
With the flags of all nations.
With the flags between
them. It's actually the rabbits of all nations.
Just heavily tattooed.
Yeah. What can you tell me about the cobra effect? And the phrasing here is, it illustrates the causes of incorrect stimulation in the economy.
Hey, kids.
Right, is it to do with sales of Viagra? Yeah.
They introduced cobras, but they're all dead straight now.
Oh, no, it's...
Flinging them like javelins. Come on!
How you do it is your own business.
Where might this have been?
India?
Yes, despite the phrase, you are absolutely right. This was British colonial India, and they were concerned about venomous snakes, cobras. What did they try to do to solve the snake problem?
Did they bribe them?
Yeah, set up an elaborate passport service that meant they couldn't move from place
to
place.
You know, that thing was like, oh, he's got it. No. Oh.
To be fair, he's got it was, did they, and then he's not was, bribe?
Did they bribe the snake charmers?
People to catch them. And then they wouldn't get rid of them all, because if they got rid of them all, they wouldn't have an income, so they bred snakes to make sure they still had a solid... I know that because that was a common thing at sort of 16th, 17th century. You have accounts of what they do in parishes, and they have similar problems with beavers. You would bring the tails to show that you had caught the pests. So you had, you also had beadles that would get rid of dogs, things like that, out of churches. But there were rumours that they would be potentially breeding animals to make sure they were still getting paid for this little bit of income. So it was a similar thing.
Yes, they offered a bounty for every dead cobra, which worked. Then people started breeding cobras, so they scrapped the bounty program. What happened?
Lots of snakes.
I mean, yes, everyone released the cobras.
Yeah.
Because they were now worthless. So
when they did it, did they use the... this needs your voice to say this, doesn't it? Yeah. Release the cobras, shall it?
Release the cobras.
That is good.
Good Lord, I'm involuntarily picking my feet up off the floor. Yeah.
Panthers.
Now, that's clearly a Disney panther, though. That is going to be smoking a pipe and asking insightful questions, a panther introduced in that tone.
I can never go to the zoo.
That's different reasons, though, to do with the throwing, chucking the cobras.
I'm just going to go, panthers.
So to drag this back a long, long way to the Stevens Island Wren.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There were some fights over the specimens.
Between the cats, obviously, because they were hungry.
The thing is, you're actually right, because almost all the specimens now extant were brought in by cats.
Oh, as presents.
As presents for the lighthouse keeper, you're absolutely right.
Oh, although they're not presents. They're sort of a mark of pity.
Yeah, yeah, it's that kind of, look, that's how you do it, isn't it? It's the kind of thing they're showing you. It's like when they shit on the floor, it's to show they're angry. It's true. That's what happened when you came to my house.
What, you shit on the floor because you were angry he was there?
Did you remember?
Scott!
He went and stayed over at my house.
I did. God, that was before your stag do, wasn't it?
Yeah. You stayed over at my house. I just had this immortal phrase of, Gary, the cat shits on the floor.
I have no memory of this.
Yeah, that happened. It's the only time she's ever done it with another person in the house. Normally we get it after a weekend away or something. A day or so later, she just go and, like, you know, lay one on the floor to say, damn it, you've been away, and this is how angry I am. I'm going to let you see this. So for some reason, she took umbrage with you to that degree that she did a massive dump in protest. And when I do it, it's wrong.
On the other hand, I know exactly how my resignation from the show's going to go, should it ever happen.
So, yes, what happened to most of the specimens? Where did they end up?
Museums!
Yes, absolutely right. What happened to most of the cats?
Museum.
Hooray!
Shot, sadly, but... And there was
I like this one when it ends on dead cats. Yeah,
that's the end of the show.
Yeah. It's not ending on that. There was a recommendation sent out. What should lighthouse keepers not do?
Have cats to shoot in the first place.
Yes, it was recommended they not introduce pests. So the last question. Who was Lyle? Who were they named after? Lyle's Wren, Traversia Leali.
Was he the lighthouse keeper?
Yes.
Yes! Oh! Hooray!
So at the end of the show, congratulations, Chris, you win this one. You win a stuffed toy inspired by the villain from Nightmare on Elm Street. It's a Teddy Krueger.
Oh.
Hey!
With that, we say thank you to Chris Joel, to Gary Brannan, to Will Seaward. I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time.
Can I really go with this?
Yes.